little something to get your weekend going.
Can you believe it is the end of May? I feel like Christmas was not that long ago. For real. I've got Amanda from urbanmom.ca, and the kids are still in school, but just for a few more weeks, and it's not too late to plan those weekend getaways with the whole family. But Amanda, where to go? What to do? Where are you going with the little one?
Well, I just spent the weekend in Seychelles, and it is so beautiful over there.
Love it. And it's so close.
It's so close to Vancouver, which makes it a great weekend getaway. You just grab the kids, pile into the car, and go, and then you're having fun. We went kayaking, checked out the farmers markets, did some trails, that sort of thing. Another great getaway go-to for my family is Whistler, because it also is very close.
There's no shortage of things to do there.
We love Whistler. I personally like the rooms at the Sundial because they're big, they're huge, and they're kid-friendly. Sadly, not dog-friendly. There's an awesome outdoor pool, and they're right in the village. And Whistler has a really fun playground, so, you know, the kids can get outside and go play and explore. Another really nice getaway is Terrace Beach Resort in Ucluelet. That is also a favorite of ours. It's beautiful there, and this place is dog-friendly. They're right on Pacific Spirit Trail, so you can bring your bikes and just explore. Then, this is the best part, Barb. At night, when the kids are asleep, you can listen to the waves while you soak in your private hot tub on the deck.
What?
With glasses of wine, and that is many glasses of wine.
Not plastic?
Not plastic. Because it is your own hot tub at your cabin, basically.
It's so nice.
It is so nice. It's romantic, but it's also, like, just so serene and so peaceful. Very, very private. So we love it there.
And you feel like you're in another part of the world.
Yes, totally. You're on the other side of the island, but you feel like you're miles away from Vancouver. Feels like you're on vacation, which you kind of really are. But I could go on and on about traveling as a family. So to make it easy, I made a list of my top three favorite spots, and it's at JRFM.com.
I love these handy lists because I don't want to look this stuff up, and it's just right there for you.
Saving you time, Barb. I'm saving you time.
It'll be on our Facebook and on Twitter. Follow us if you're not already at JRFM.